The United States has extended sanctions on Iran, targeting the petrochemical sector and Iranian banks in response to a report by the UN's nuclear agency presenting strong evidence that Iran is working on a nuclear weapon. Christopher Wells reports.
Amid growing international concern about the Iranian government's nuclear ambitions, Canada had already tightened sanctions. The UK severed all financial ties with Iranian banks, and France called for EU sanctions on an unprecedented scale. The Obama administration also declared Iran's banking system a center for money laundering. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said Tehran is increasingly isolated from the international community.
Together, these measures represent a significant ratcheting up of pressure on Iran, its sources of income, and its illegal activities. They build on an extensive existing sanctions regime put into place by the UN Security Council and a large number of countries, including our own, acting nationally and multilaterally to implement the Council's measures. And these sanctions are already having a dramatic effect. They have almost completely isolated Iran from the international financial sector and have made it very risky and costly a place to do business.
On Tuesday morning, however, Russia's foreign ministry criticized the new U.S. sanctions against Iran as unacceptable and contradictory to international law. Russia, which has had significant commercial ties to Iran's nuclear program, including deals to provide fuel to the Iranians' Bushehr nuclear facility, has advocated restarting international talks that would allow the Islamic Republic to answer IAEA questions in return for lifting some sanctions. I'm Christopher Wells.